my goodness. It's 7:50. That means it's time for the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Alec Baldwin. I said on social media over the weekend that I would be talking about this. So Alec Baldwin's manslaughter trial ended abruptly when the judge decided to completely dismiss the Rust case, citing concealed evidence.
The state's discovery violation has injected a needless, incurable delay into the instant jury trial. Dismissal with prejudice is warranted to ensure the integrity of the judicial system and the efficient administration of justice. Your motion to dismiss with prejudice is granted.
Oof. So Alec Baldwin and his wife, very emotional when this happened. But the family of cinematographer Helena Hutchins will continue to pursue a civil case. Matthew McConaughey is still thinking about running for office. Are you sure? Have you talked to him since Saturday? And Richard Simmons passed away on Saturday, which was the day after his 76th birthday. He was always trying to inspire healthy lifestyles.
After 31 years of teaching fitness, I have come to a conclusion that Americans are not overweight. They're just under-exercised. Look, you can sit around all day long and go on and off those flavor-of-the-month diets, but you will never succeed in your goals to feeling better until you find an exercise program you can fall in love with.
Yeah, I don't know if I can fall in love with that. He did say in a social media post back in March that he was dying, though. And speaking of, Shannon Doherty lost her battle with cancer on Saturday. She was only 53. She starred in 90210.
You've been wrong for a long time. You're wrong about me and you're wrong about Dylan. But you're right about one thing. Dylan and I shouldn't be sneaking around. And I shouldn't have lied to you. And I'm not going to lie to you anymore. I'm in love with Dylan, Dad.
No, who wasn't in love with Dylan? I mean, please. Shannon was first diagnosed with breast cancer back in 2015. And last year she announced it had spread to her bones and her brain. Wow, 9 years of fighting. She's a tough one. Sex expert Dr. Ruth Westheimer passed away on Friday. She was 96 years old and always trying to keep everybody young and happy.
Just as you saw in the movie.
Yes.
Say sex with more enthusiasm. Don't just say sex like this as if you don't mean
it. I didn't
it.
Say sex like that. I didn't.
No. Yeah. With enthusiasm. Yeah.
Hey, you sex it is...
Her little laugh was so cute. Did you know that before her time as a media icon, she was actually a sniper for the Israeli military? Yeah, I knew that. Eddie Murphy and his longtime girlfriend got married. I don't even know her name. Harry Styles surprised fans by joining Stevie Nicks on stage in London. Taylor Swift both are very enamored with Stevie Nicks. Travis Kelce surprised fans with his karaoke skills at a charity golf event in Lake Tahoe, belting out wait, what? White Snakes, Here I Go Again.
Wait, no love,
no. Oh my gosh. That is so bad. So very bad. Here's the really funny part, though. He dedicated his win to Taylor. Take a listen.
Travis Kelce. He's so happy. He's so happy.
Yeah.
This is the best thing that's happened to him this year. This is the greatest thing that's happened to him this year.
Taylor, this is for you.
I love Travis Kelce so much. Okay, last but not least, The Nicolas Cage horror movie Long Legs had a surprisingly good opening, but Despicable Me 4 still won the box office and is now part of the first animated franchise to cross the $5 billion mark. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. Man, that was a good one. I mean, except for all of the death stuff.